Here at the World Food Prize Borlaug Dialogues, with me is Thad Simon, CEO of Novus International. And Thad, you moderated a couple of panels here at the Borlaug Dialogues. Tell us what those panels were about.
So it was the next-gen panels, really talking about the next generation and technology and going beyond what are the technologies really enabling smallholder farmers in the future to be able to be part of the agricultural revolution that's going on around us.
Well, I know I caught this last panel, especially talking about precision technology for these smaller farmers. Charity's such a sweetheart, and she really made a lot of good points and really talking about what they need as compared to what we have here in the United States. I thought it was really interesting.
Charity, yes, she's fabulous, and she was recognized last evening for her work out of working with farmers, and I think it's really bringing us back to the realities of there and how are we going to be able to take technology that's really appropriate to those farmers. But I would say from the morning panel as well, there was a lot of attention to entrepreneurship and how we can actually, one example there was a company that started up to provide private weather forecasting. So you think in India, so private weather forecasting, we wouldn't think in the U.S. is something needed. We have the U.S. government when they're actually at work doing that. But in India, apparently, it's something that was really needed by the farmers to be really successful. So we were happy to be able to show from the morning session how venture capital is coming in to support entrepreneurs in India. And then this afternoon session, we really got into some of the precision agricultural tools that are being developed right now.
Why is it important for Novus International to be here, be represented here at the World Food Prize?
Well, you know, I'm wearing two hats today, so I'm wearing the hat of Novus International for certain. And as you heard, as these systems get improved, there'll be actually more feed production, more poultry production. It will drive to us to being able to help serve our customers better in Africa, and actually all around the world, wherever developing countries are moving in this direction can adopt these technologies. And from AFAMA, International Food and Agribusiness Management Association, we had our meeting this year in Atlanta. We talked about talent. Here was a lot of discussion about talent in terms of, let's say, technical skills on the farm. We didn't get a lot about talking about business skills and actually reaching to the markets and to consumers. And really, next year in Cape Town in June, we'll be doing a lot of that, talking a lot about how we link those smallholder farmers into markets. How do we help them to develop the co-ops and the systems and the business systems? And that's another way in which we'll control some of the post-harvest. We talked about post-harvest losses here from our technical solutions. We forgot to mention inventory planning is really the place you really should start if you really want to be able to managing that. But that's a skill that can be taught as well. And so our academic members from around the world, our industry members, they're all looking to try and address these opportunities and challenges. And they do it by coming together every year with the students, the academics, and the industry and discussing how those issues.
Well, with IFAMA being in Africa next year, this is a great forum for you to be able to, because with all the focus here on Africa, it's been a great way to get drum up some interest in the event next year.
We've found very strong interest here. We've talked a little bit, especially in the morning panel, about the role of universities, how universities and business schools are going to be part of the solution. One of our partners is the Association of African Business Schools. 28 different business schools in Africa already starting to work and think about these areas, how they can work with young professionals, middle managers, entrepreneurs, provide them the kind of infrastructure they need from accounting, financial skills, legal access, all the things you need to actually get started in the business. So we want to have all those things coming out. We'll have a session next year in Cape Town about entrepreneurship and SMEs in Africa.
And we have quite a few students here at the World Food Prize. And I like the comment one of your panelists made at the end of the session about the students being here and about the potential for careers in agriculture, especially in precision ag, but how it holds two things, the high technology and the ability to make your mark on the world. And I thought that was pretty profound and something that IFAMA makes when they have their students there that you really talk about.
We do talk about that with our students, and next year will also be Youth Day. And so June 16th next year, we'll celebrate youth as well as the graduate students we normally have. So we'll try and attract the youth of Africa to come and hear about agribusiness and agricultural careers. They're leaving the farms, and they don't see it as being a good place to work. But we've heard all of these great technologies and opportunities.
Mm-hmm. Well, one more time, why don't you give us the dates and for IFAMA in Cape Town next?
June 15 to 19, 2014, Cape Town.
All right, be there. All right, thanks a lot, Thad. Here at World Food Prize, I'm Cindy Zimmerman. Hi.